We saw the Mishnah Yud Gim Lamed Aleph, where the Mishnah gives an explanation. Lama Kadma Parshin Shmar V'Hayam Shmar Kedisha Kabbalah Olam Malchus Shmaim Tchila V'Achkach Mekabbalah Olam Bal Mitzvahs. And why do you have precede V'Hayam Shmar to V'Yomer? Because V'Yomer has tzitzis. The main theme is tzitzis. We say V'Yomer not because of tzitzis. We say because of Zechira Tzitzis Mitzrayim. But the main theme of that parsha is tzitzis, and tzitzis only noy b'Yom. It's not noy b'Laila. Yeah. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So the Gemara quotes, Tosis discusses that on Yudala and Mebeis, Dibam Mascha Bayom, Ein Neges Ala Bayom. That's what it says in the Mishnah. The Mitzvah Tzitzis doesn't apply by Laila because that's Ksus Laila. So Tosis quotes, it's really a Machlegis Hatanoim. And the Gemara says, whether women are Chayv and Tzitzis depends on this. If Ksus Laila is Potter, then it says, Man Grama, women are Potter. There was an opinion in the days of the Tanoim that women have to wear a talis, but that opinion has not been accepted. There were a lot of opinions in the days of the Tanoim that were not accepted. There was an opinion that when you have a mixed marriage, the status of the child is either determined by the father or by the mother. The father or the mother is Jewish. That's how the Reform they woke up. They have so many mixed marriages. So that was in the days of the Tanoim, there was such an opinion. That was outvoted. So this one was also outvoted. Tosfos says, Mikam Mashma, that we paskin. Mikam Mashma Kireb Shimon Bar Yochai, who says that women are potter, that it's a Zman Grama, because Ksus Laila is potter. Yeah. Then Tosis says, Ksus Laila. Tosis, there's a Machlokes, Tosis in the Rosh on the one hand, and the Rama on the other hand, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. What's the din? Laila is potter from Tzitzit, or Ksus Laila? What if you wear a talus by Laila? That's a beged yom, that's not a pajamas are potter. Pajamas are potter. But what if we wear a talis balaylo? So according to Tosis, you would say a bracha because it's a ksus yom balaylo. According to the Rambam, you put. That's why it says in Shulchan Aruch that if you took off the taz, right? Let's say you took off your talis at night. So if you're going to take a shower for 20 minutes, you're going to put on the arba kampas back again. So if you would take it off by yom, you wouldn't say a bracha when you put it back after 20 minutes. But if you're going to go to the gym, you're going to go swim, you're going to go play basketball for an hour, then you got to put on the talis cotton again after an hour. So if it would have been bayom, you would have said a bracha. So it's balayla, the taz writes that you shouldn't put back on the talis because it's a machlek, it's taisis in the Rambam. But they say a bracha not. So it's not right to do a mitzvah without saying a bracha. If you have no choice, let's say you have a sofik, I shook lulav. In the morning, I'm not sure whether the esrig was murkov. I'm not sure whether the esrig was kosher. So sofik, you have to shake lulav again. And you don't say a bracha, you got no choice. You don't say, don't do a mitzvah because you may have to say a bracha and you're doing it without a bracha. And now you have a sofik mitzvah, you do it again and you don't say a bracha. But if there's a mitzvah, so shus, it's not an optional mitzvah. Tzitzis is not an optional mitzvah. The Rambam coins that expression. Rambam calls a mitzvah so shus. We would call it a mitzvah, that a conditional mitzvah. It's not an optional mitzvah. If you're wearing a four-corner garment, then you're mechuyev to put on tzitzis. So don't wear the four-corner garment. You won't be mechuyev to wear the tzitzis. Not an optional mitzvah. If you're wearing four corner garment, you're mechuyev to put on tzitzis. So that's what the Taz says. Whenever you have such a mitzvah that you're not really mechuyev to put on the arba kampas, if you put on the arba kampas, then you're mechuyev to wear tzitzis. So don't put it on balaylo. If you put it on balaylo, there's going to be a machloek. That's what they say, brocha. So don't get involved in the case. Sometimes the chazan finished davening. They put on a talis before Kabbalah Shabbos, and then if he put on, let's say a chazan puts on a talis for Ma'ariv, so he doesn't say a bracha because of the machlokes. The better is he shouldn't wear a talis. If the Taz says, let him borrow it from someone else. When you say slichas in the middle of the night, they daven Ma'ariv. Why only slichas? They daven Ma'ariv. So the chazan should put on a talis, but he shouldn't put on his own talis. Some people think it's a bigger mitzvah to put on their own talis. No, you shouldn't put on your own talis. Put on your own talis and it's a machlokes if you say the bracha. That's not right to put on the talis. Put on someone else's talis. The Gemara says, talis shu'ula is not chayiv in tzitzis until lamed yom, unless I borrow the talis for a month, for more than a month, then you're chayiv mede rabbanim, mishum marisai. But when I tell you you're not chayiv because it has a laba kampus suscho, shetachasabah, has to be shalcho. If it's not shalcho, you're not chayiv in tzitzis. Tosis, the Gemara said that's a Gemara, beginning of Perek Kol Abosim and Chulin. Tosis there raises the question, maybe Talas Shu'ula, if I borrow Talas and home and else, you're not chayv to put on tzitzis, but I borrow Talas that does have tzitzis. So maybe then I should say a bracha. So Tosis is not sure about that. I'm wearing a talis that does have tzitzis in it, so maybe I should say bracha. So that's the common practice when you're going to be the chazan for slichas, you're going to be the chazan for ma'ariv. So you should wear someone else's talis and have in mind not to be koina. Or you should wear the shul talis, have in mind not to be koina. You have in mind to be koina the talis, then it's shalchor, then in some achleikas, whether it's a ksus yom, it's not pajamas, talis not miyuchad for sleeping in it. So that's a machleik. So Taisus l'shita sam. Taisus holds on al ksus laila is potter, ksus yom is chayiv. Ksus yom ba laila is chayiv. So why is that called the mitzvah sesa shazman groma? Zman groma means that zman is machayiv, zman is potter. If you all like the Ramam that ba laila is potter, we understand that mitzvah that only applies by yom and not ba laila is zman groma. But here the mitzvah applies ba laila also if it would be ksus yom ba laila. So Taisus epis kvetches. So Shvera answer. They say, since Zman plays a role in the Chiyuv, because the Ksus HaMiyuchad L'Laila is Pater from Tzitzis. So that's also called the Zman Groma. We usually assume not so. We usually assume it's only if the Zman is Groma, if the Zman is Mechayiv in the Mitzvah. The Ramban on Kiddush in the end of the first parak, Ramban gives you a bigger list. The Gemara gives you a list of Mitzvah Seser Shazma Groma women are Pater, and a partial list of Mitzvah Seser Shazma Groma that women are Chayiv. Ramban broadens out the list. So he writes in his broadening out of the list that the women are chayiv in Sfiras HaEmes because it's not a Zman Groma. So the Achronim ask, Sfiras HaEmes is not a Zman Groma. Ain lecha Zman Groma gadol mizeh. You can't think the Zman. Of course it's Zman Groma. Every day you have to count that day. How can it not be Zman Groma? You can't think the days in the Sfira. So some think that it must be a misprint. Must be a misprint in the Ramban. Hard to say it's a misprint because the Talmidim of the Ramban already quoted it. Maram Chalavah writes that the Ramban said that it's not a Zman Groma. So they all give the same answer. Maram Chalavah's son wrote, my father just died and I just got up from Shiva and I heard so much Torah from my father I'm going to forget it, so I better start writing it down. So we only have one page. They only have, in the manuscript, they only printed one page. There used to be when the Mir Yeshiva came to America after the Second World War, so some of them went into business, some of them became rabbis and yeshivas, some became rabbanim, shamosim and shuls, and some of them published Kisvei Yad. So one of them, Moshe Yehuda Blau, he published he was always printing Kisvei Yad. So he published this one page from the Maram Chalavah's son, and he gives the standard explanation that Avnei Nezer has in the yeshivas. Everybody says the same answer, that the Zman is Mechayiv in Hakrovas Binchas HaOmer. And Hakrovas Binchas HaOmer in turn is Mechayiv in Sfiras HaOmer. That's the Shaila, where the Sfiras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh is the Raisa de Rabbanon. So if you hold it, Sfiras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanon, so what does it mean? So that's also a question. So some say that Hakrovas Binchas HaOmer, Yom HaViyacha Mesayim HaTnufa. Some say Hakrovas Binchas HaOmer is Mechayiv in Sfiras HaOmer. So that's not called Zman Grom. Zman is Mechayiv and Hakrovas Minchas HaOmer, and Hakrovas Minchas HaOmer in turn is Mechayiv in Sfiras HaOmer. So that's a Maisa is Mechayiv in Sfiras HaOmer. That's not called Zman Groma. Hakrovas Minchas HaOmer is a Zman Groma, but that's a Chavis HaTzibur, that's not a Chavis HaYochid. The Klal Yisrael is Mechayiv to bring a Minchas HaOmer on Tezayin Nissan. So that's a usually we assume Zman Groma means Zman is Mechayiv. Here Tais says no, as long as Man plays a role. If a ksus laila is potter, says man plays a role in the chiyuv, it's a chidush. According to the Rambam, is easier. So let's say the chazan put on a talis before Kabbalah Shabbos and he said a brocha. He's supposed to say Kabbalah Shabbos before the shki. And some shuls they just make it by the skin of their teeth. They finish chazar salshatzi after mincha after the shki. So that's not right. You're not supposed to damit tefilas chol b'Shabbos. So they finish makalene before the shkia. The rest is matzneh. That's tefila schol. And after shmakalene, shmei tefila, then that's what they quote from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Where's the Tosefes Shabbos? That's what the Kosher Glover has. That he attended. Kosher Glover was killed by the Nazis. He was the Rabbi Kosher Glover before the First World War. And then when Rabbi Meir Shapira founded the Lublin Yeshiva, so he invited him to give the highest shiur. Yeah, I have his photograph hanging in the library on the fifth floor, on the sixth floor, 5A. So several of the tshuvas that he has in his sefer, Eretz Tzvi, not to be confused with other swarm, with similar names. So his name was Tzvi. His name was Tzvi. So he has that he attended a Knesiyah Gdoila of the Aguda, and the Ger Rebbe asked him, how are we Chassidim Yotzei Tosefes Shabbos? There's a mitzvah L'chosim Mechalal HaKodesh that they daven Mincha after the Shkia every day. So they daven Friday also after the Shkia. So the Shkia is already Bein HaShmashas, so there's no Tosefes Shabbos. Bein HaShmashas Yimuchim Sveika Deraisa L'chumi, you have to observe these Samalach. So how are we Yotzei the mitzvah Mosif Mechalal HaKodesh? He drezen, that doesn't really come up with an answer. He drays a lot. So they say Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said that everybody who finishes Mincha, Fila Balacha, should be Mekabal Tosef Shabbos then. What about the Chazan? Chazan say Chazor HaSal Shatz. So the Chazan should be Mekabal Tosef Shabbos in the middle of Chazor HaSal Shatz after Shmak Oleinu. There'll be another few seconds left till Shkia. So that'll be his Tosef Shabbos. Because you're not allowed to say Tefillah Schol B'Shabbos up until Shmak Aleinu, the middle 13 brachas, that's Tefillah Schol. From Ritzei till the end of the Shmoneh Esrei, that you can say our Shabbos also. That's not a Tefillah Schol. So the guy should be Mekabel Belev. He should make up his mind that when he finishes Shmak Aleinu, the Chazan should make up his mind. Kabel Tosef and Shabbos. Interesting. So the Chazan usually puts on a talus before Mincha. And it was going to be the same chazan for Kabbalah Shabbos. He has it now. It's going to be a different chazan. So he says, if he puts on his own talus, you should make sure he says the bracha before the shkia. You don't say the bracha after the shkia. So then, after Myra is over, he takes off the talus. So what if the chazan, sometimes chazan made a mistake, he takes off the talus after Aleinu, and the gabbai makes all the announcements, and then they start singing Adon Olam. So is he allowed to put back the talus in order to say Adon Olam? So Rav Soloveitchik said, no, you're not allowed to put the talus back on. Chaz says you're not allowed to put on the talus balayla because when he took it off he was mesiach das, that was it. And you put the talus on balayla, it's a machlokes tesis in the Rambam what he said, bracha. You shouldn't put it on balayla. Yeah. They quote in Shulchan Aruch as if it's a sveka redina. But the ksusyon balayla is chayv. According to the Rambam you're not chayv, and according to Tosa, layla is potter, and according to Tosa, there is no such din layla is potter. Ksus layla. But a talus is a beged yom. It's not a beged. It's not a ksus laila. So talus ba laila, according to Tosis, would be chayv and tzitzis. And then the Taz is implying what the Rambam is mashma also, that there's an isa midirabanan, just like there's an isa osalonis medola mazay b'loy bracha, so too there's an isa to perform a mitzvah without a bracha. And the level of the raisa, there is no such din. There is no Birchas HaMitzvah, we assume, is only midirabanan. Birchas HaTorah is deraisa. Birchas HaMazon is deraisa. Kiddush is deraisa. But Birchas HaMitzvah, we assume, is midirabanan. There's the Rishalmi that says, HaTorah BaHaMitzvah. The Chumash sometimes has an expression, HaTorah BaHaMitzvah, that there's a Hekesh. But just like there's a requirement to recite Birchas HaTorah deraisa, so too, Birchas HaMitzvah is also deraisa. But the Babli doesn't have that. So we assume, like the Babli, that Safik brachas lahokil by any bracha that's derabanan. If you have a bracha that's deraisa, let's say a person ate kidei sviya and he's half drunk and he doesn't remember if he said birchas hamazon or not. So so that's a safik deraisa. He ate kidei sviya, safik deraisa. He do say birchas hamazon. Or the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shagasar, a person is mesupik if he said woke up in the morning, he's not sure whether he's half asleep, he doesn't remember if he said birchas hatar. So he wouldn't say Safik Brachas Lahakam. If he old Birchas HaTorah Deraisa, he would say Safik Bracha there would be Lahachmir. So what if you have a Safik Bracha on any other mitzvah? Then we say Safik Brachas Lahakam. If you have a Safik, whether the person should say a Bracha or not. So you don't say Safik Birchas HaMitzvah is Lahachmir. We assume like the Babli that Birchas HaMitzvah is the Rabbanon. Only Birchas HaTorah is Deraisa. We don't accept that Yerushalmi. HaTorah HaMitzvah is a hekesh, just like Birchas HaTorah is deraisa, Birchas HaMitzvah is deraisa. We don't hold like that. So if you're gonna so if you're gonna put on a talus balayla, there'll be a sofik whether you say a bracha or not. So misofik, you don't say a bracha. You would say sofik brachas la'akal. And midirabanan, there's an iser that it's not proper to perform a mitzvah without just like it's not proper to minanim at olam hazeh b'lo bracha. The Rambam writes, Kishem Shetikna, just like the Chachamim Institute, the Birchas HaNenin, that it's also in the Hanis Medo'ala Mazdei B'lai Brocha. So from the Rambam it sounds like Kishem Shetikna, Birchas HaNenin, Kach Sotu Tikna Birchas HaMitzvah, that it's also in the Rabbanan to perform a mitzvah without saying a Brocha. So if you can avoid it, if you have no choice, you have a suffix whether the esrig was kosher, so you have no choice. You got to shake a lulav again with an esrig that's kosher, and don't say a bracha. But if you have a choice, don't put on the talis. So don't get involved in the first place. Yeah. So that's the Mishnah. The Stam Mishnah says the Bayom is not noig for Laila, because we pass like the Tana Reb Shimon, that Ksus Laila is Potter, and women are Potter from the Mitzvah of Tzitzis.
The Mishnah, the woman can't take off Truma Aruma, that's Raya. Isn't that a Raya to the Stam
Mishnah? Why?
She the bracha, so she can do the Mitzvah, but she can't do a bracha. Although the once explained that was because you can't do a Mitzvah without a bracha.
I mean, the fact that lechatchila you should avoid hafrashas truma without a bracha also is a right that there's an isa. I don't know. You can say that it's a mitzvah shalom bishleim musa. That really bishleim musa, more correct is you say a bracha. So have a person who is dressed who will be able to say a bracha. Doesn't really indicate that there's an isa. That's a chiddush. The Rambam is mashma like that. Rabbi Yosef Rab Salvechik obviously to say that. The Rabbi Yosef Engel has that also. Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel came a little before Rabbi Salavich. Yeah, he was the same time as Rabbi Chaim. He has a lot of time the same time, the same as Rabbi Chaim. Yeah, so the Gemara gives a Mishnah quotes Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. Yeah, the whole explanation that he gave, that's what Tosfos says. We're not following the Seder HaKosa Baparsha, because Vayomer is in Bamidbar. So if you go the way it says in the Chumash, Vayomer should come first. That's the top Tosfos on Yudal and Reis. So we're not following this Seder the way it's written in the Chumash. So the Mishnah has to give a reason, why is this the Seder? So the Mishnah gave the Seder. So the Rama says the Seder is not Miyakev. If he said, V'ayom Shema before Shema, you don't have to repeat it. But the Taz had the Chiddush, if you write V'ayom Shema in the Mezuzah before Shema, that's kosher, the Pashto said that's not correct. This goes on reciting Kriya Shema. If you say V'ayom Shema before Shema, so B'liyeh, the Rama says yes, because Lama Kodma is only an explanation with the Rabbanan. But if you're going to have the mezuzah, because the first going to have Ayam Shema, then you're going to have Shema. Pashto says, I would think that it's not kosher, not like that Taz. So the Gemara gives a different explanation from the name of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, right from the middle of Yudalad Amid Beis, going for 20 lines. So the Gemara gives two reasons. The Shema has all three, has Lilmod, Lalamed, and Lasos. And Ayam Shema doesn't have Lilmud, it just has Lalamed and Lasos. What do you mean it doesn't have Lilmud? What do you mean it doesn't have Lilmud? It does have Lilmud. Shinantam Luvanecha. What does it say there? No. Lemartamosim has Benechem. So Gemara says somehow that's only Lalamed. It's not Lilmud. But Dibartabum is Lilmud in the first parsha, but Vishinat Mamech is only Lalamed. So the first parsha has all three, Lilmud, Lalamed, Lasos. The second parsha only has Lalamed and Lasos, and the third parsha only has Lasos. So that's the Seder Hadvar. Okay. But this is the Seder Lechatchila. The Seder is not Miyake B'diyev. Gemara gives the two reasons. Rabbi Shimon Makorach in the Mishnah is one reason. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in the Braise is an additional reason why the Seder, why this should be the Seder. Then the Gemara tells the story. Rab Moshe Yodeh, Rab washed until he said, I'm a Korah Kriya Shema. And after reciting Kriya Shema, then he put on tefillin in between Kriya Shema and Shema and Esrei. On a tefillin b'tzali, then he would daven. Check the Gemara Akasha, but it's the wrong order. Aren't you supposed to put on the tefillin before you say Kriya Shema? So the Gemara says, V'echi Yavet Hach, isn't it out of order? I bought Tanya, we have a brisa. What the kuchen in the days of the Tanoim, there's a mitzvah kvura bekarka, you have to bury mesim in the karka. That's today's parsha, that Avraham Avinu buried the Sora Marach Samach Peil. So in the days of the Gemara, they had kuchen, the whole sugim of Basan around Av Kuf. They had a man-made cave. It was an artificial cave, it wasn't a natural cave. But the Lamaisa, once you make a cave, so it's a Kvura Bikarka, you have to have an offer. Rav Moshe holds and has in a Chuli, quotes Dinim Shulchan Aruch, based on Tosefta. You have to have Gimel Tochim offer on top and on bottom and on all four sides. You have to have an all four sides, northeast, southwest, and on top and bottom. Gimel Tvachim for every mace. Gimel Tvachim. So you can have artificial caves also. Rashi gives you the measurements over here. Where's the Rashi? Yeah, Rashi says, Orko Dalet Amas V'roch Bazayin Tvachim. Okay, that's probably from Baba Basra. And Dov Kuf, the Gemara tells. The bodies were not Dalet Amas long. If you stretch out your arm, maybe if you're lying flat and you have your feet over here and your head over here and you stretch your arms up, so that can be Dalet Amas, but you don't bury the guy with his heart stretched out. But the kuchen used to be Dalet Amas long and Zayin Tvachim wide. Some are fat people, not ungodly, need more than 7 tefach. Skinny people can fit into Zayin tefach. So what's the din of chayfa kuchin? It's a mitzvah kvuras hameis. Mitzvah kvuras hameis. So we say, he'osik b'mitzvah, potam en ha-mitzvah. Chayfa kuch, he's just digging the grave. The mace is not here yet. They're going to bring the mace later. He's just digging chayfa kuch l'mace. That's the rule. We had it when you get to chasen potam mikriyashma. That's shivtecha beisach belechtecha v'adam b'shabbos didoch belechas didoch. So the first pasuk goes belecha b'shabbos didoch prat lo isek b'mitzvah. Then belechas didoch prat lo chasen. That's the chasen because Torah to the mitzvah is also called isek b'mitzvah. But a guy's digging a grave, that's without, you don't need to psukim. That's the first puzzle. That's really Isaac b'mitzvah. If he's shaking out the Aveda, or he's airing out the Sefer that he found the Aveda, that's really Isaac b'mitzvah. That's the real Isaac b'mitzvah, potem and ha-mitzvah. Chosem potem ha-kireshma is an extension. That too is called Isaac b'mitzvah. Here the guy's mamish, digging the grave. So he says, potem ha-kireshma, meratvinim, atvinim, kal mitzvah, amuriz, batayra. Tyson says, once you say potem ha-kal mitzvah, amuriz, batayra, what do you have to mention? Tefillin. What do you have to mention Kriyashma for? Just say, Hachayfa kuch lameis, potem kol mitzvah amuriz batar, isek b'mitzvah, potem en ha-mitzvah. So Taisa says, one might have thought mistakenly, the Taisa says, kol mitzvah amuriz batar, Taisa says, one might have thought mistakenly, that Kriyashma has a sozman Kriyashma, it's a mitzvah shizman o iveris. I would have thought, be mafsik, the kfuras ha-meis, the meis not going to run away. He can bury the mace 5 minutes later. So be mafsik in the chafirus ha-kever, say kriyashma, how long is it going to take him? Say kriyashma, then go back and do the chafirus ha-kever, because you're going to miss this man kriyashma. The other mitzvahs have all day long, but kriyashma you don't have. So kamash malon, even potami kriyashma, even though it's a mitzvah, shezman o'iveres, you should forgo. Don't do the kriyashma. And continue, since he started digging the kever, chayfer kever lameis, Isaac b'mitzvah, potam en ha-mitzvah. Yigi azman kriyashma, the mitzvah that you're doing now is more important than any mitzvah that comes later. Even though the mitzvah you're Isaac in is a mitzvah, shein zman averis. If you'll be mafsik, you'll have a chance to finish the mitzvah later. But still, you're Isaac in mitzvah A, so you're potter from mitzvah B. Yeah, but he has all day. Let's say he's digging the grave in the morning, and so is man kriya shma, whatever. I don't even know when is man kriya shma now. 9 o'clock. I don't even know. Something like. Lechatchila is a mitzvah to wear the tefillin all day long. Yeah, but if you wear a little bit also, wear a little bit. So he's going to bury the mace, not going to take him all day long, and have a chance to wear the tefillin, but he's going to miss the Zman Kriyashma. Kriyashma is a Zman Oiveris, and nonetheless, the Brisa spells out that you put him. Yeah. He gets Zman Kriyashma. So first he says that he's put from Kriyashma, then he says, but it comes Zman Kriyashma, he should climb out of the grave and leave the mace there, and he should say Kriyashma. He gives man kriyashma. Oila, let him go up. V'notol yodav, aminach tefillin v'kar kriyashma mispal. Freg di gemara, the brisa contradicts itself. Agufa kasha, there's an inner contradiction. Reish amar pata v'sefer chams, mamsha contradiction. Mazah holo kasha, sefer betray. Reish abachad, if there are two people there, so you switch off. Let one person dig the grave and let the other guy say kriyashma. Then when he finishes kriyashma, let him dig the grave and let the other guy go up. You don't need both to dig the grave simultaneously. Yeah. So Bereisha Bechad, Bereisha that says he's Potem Kriya Shema, there's only one person digging, he gave him bearing the mace. So he's not allowed to be mafsik in the middle. Hoisik b'mitzvah, potem and ha-mitzvah. He's not supposed to be mafsik. But if you have trei, so you don't need both of them doing the whole time. There's only ability for one person to dig it, and there's only one shovel. So only one of them is doing the mitzvah. So let the other one shine. So we have a b'raisa that does make sense. Every so often you have b'raisas that are simply mishabeshta. Just doesn't make sense. If the b'raisa would just have a steer in a bay, so you throw it out. You throw it out. We have a cloud. This is not in the Tosefta. We have a cloud. Any brisa de la masanya berapchia beraboshia lo mesmin mene tiyufta. Any brisa that's not officially approved by Rabchia Raboshia, they wrote, they edited the Toseftas. So the other brisas are not necessarily reliable. They may be full of mistakes. So here the Gemara quotes a brisa that the first impression is that it's tamashabeshta. The Reisha and the Sefer contradict each other. Gemara says, no. They don't contradict each other. So now the Gemara says, and now become kasha l'rav. Now you have a kasha. Once you far end for the ration is there, don't contradict each other. So it contradicts Rav. Rav put on the tefillin in between Kriya Shema and Shema Esrei. And here in the Brisa it says the correct way to do it is Miniach tefillin first, the correct Kriya Shema Mispala with the tefillin on. That's a kasha. Become kasha l'rav. Everything more. Rav holds like Reb Shua ben Korcha Sfirulei that what? The Omar to be Mekabal HaMach HaShemayim comes first, V'achakach all HaMitzvahs. First you say Kriya Shema, and then you put on Tefillin. Based on Rabbi Shem HaKorcha in the Mishnah. Why do you say Shema before Vayomer? Shema before V'hoyom Shema, V'hoyom Shema before Vayomer, because Shema is Kabal HaMach HaShemayim, and Vayomer is Mitzvahs. So you should say Shema Yisrael before you have a toss-up. You can either put on Tefillin and then say Shema, I'll say Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, Kabbalah Samach Shema, and then put on tefillin. So you see from Reb Shua ben Korcha that you're magdim Kabbalah Samach Shema and Mechakach all mitzvah. So Gemara says, no, that's not what he said. He's talking about the Seder of reciting Parshios. But here you're talking, which do you do first? Of course you put on tefillin before you say Kriya Shema. Eh, Madam Reb Shua ben Korcha, lahagdim Kriya leKriya. What do you say first? You say, for Shema dem v'hoyam, Shema dem v'hoyam, aber Kriya lasir, misham say, nobody holds like that. Everybody holds you put on the tefillin before you say Kriya Shema. V'su, you can't say that it holds like Rabbi Shua bar Korcha. Based on Rabbi Shem bar Korcha, you should say Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad before you put on tefillin. Because we know from other occasions, V'om Rav Chia bar Ashi, he learned by Rav, Zim Sagin, very often, many times, Havi Kohim Dekamei De Rav, I learned by Rav, U'magdim, he woke up early in the morning, what does Rashi say? Magdim, Mashkim, woke up early in the morning, Moshe Yod, he washed until Sundayim. Umevorech, they probably said it on the tilts and that. Umatin lampir, and he gave you shir. Umarach tefillin b'hadikar Kriya Shema. He would put on tefillin before Kriya Shema. That was Rav. So we know that Rav's practice normally was that he put on tefillin before. How come on that occasion? It says he said Shema, then he put on tefillin before Shema Neser. It's a contradiction to what he himself did. V'chitein b'b'lai motas my Kriya Shema. Maybe the only time he would put on tefillin before Shema is when it's so early in the morning, it's not yet Zman Kriya Shema. When is that? When is the Zman of Tefillin? When is the Zman of Tefillin? Mishiach v'schaver, the same Zman for Kriya Shema, for Tefillin, for Tzitzit, everything is the same. Mishiach v'schaver, b'yuch v'dalam. So what does the Gemara say? V'chitema b'loy mota Zman Kriya Shema. When did he put on tefillin first, before Shema? When it was a dino hegiya, Zman Kriya Shema. So Zman Kriya Shema is Mashiach is Chaveira. So before that, it's not the Zman of tefillin either. So what's he putting on tefillin? What's he putting on tefillin for? Does he say, went to sleep? He went to sleep all night long, so he woke up. So there's a machlokes where they menich and tefillin balayla, there's a din d'oraisa, a din d'rabbanan. We spoke about it at the end of the first parak. It says, "Shamata sachuka hazos lemoadam yamim yamim." So it's unclear what chukah are you talking about. Chukas ha-pesach, you should observe korban pesach miyamim yamim annually. Or shamata sachuka hazos goes on chukas ha-tefillin miyamim yamim means daily. So that's a machlokes ha-tanoim. And the last parak in Erev, and the last parak in Erev starts off, the name of the parak is ha-moitzei tefillin. Guys walking in the street and the garbage collectors are collecting the garbage on Shabbos, goyish garbage collectors, and then there's a pair of tefillin on top of a garbage heap. So they're going to incinerate it. So what does he do? And there's no Erev, he can't carry it. So what does he do? So the Mishnah says they should put on the tefillin. If the machlekes, can he put on two sheyads and two sharoshes at the same time? He should put on the tefillin. It's not allowed to carry because there's no Erev. So the Gemara there talks about Shabbos, whether Shabbos is matfilin, not matfilin, machlekes atanoim, and whether Laila is matfilin or loves matfilin. So the Gemara says it depends. Shabbos loves matfilin, you can give a few makaris. But Laila is a machlekes only based on this pasuk. Shemarta sachuka hazos lemoada miyamim yamima. So if it's talking about chukas ha-pesach, so miyamim yamima means annually. So it doesn't say anything about tefillin balayla. There's no mocker. So you say tefillin, you're not allowed to wear tefillin balayla. It's only exerid the rabbanu shema yishim bahem shema yafiach bahem. But if you hold v'shamata chukah goes on chukas ha-tefillin, not on chukas ha-pesach, on chukas ha-tefillin. So then you can say miyamim yamim, it means daily. You should lay tefillin every day. And miyamim v'lo kol yamim. Only yamim and not leilos. And Shabbos and Yontav, not miyamim v'lo kol yamim. And yamim v'lo leilos. So then Laila loves man tefillin in Atur. So the Rama paskan like that opinion. Laila loves man tefillin in Atur. It's a din deraisi, not allowed to wear tefillin. Yeah. But most of the Tanaim hold that Laila is man tefillin. It's only exerid the Rabban Hashem, Ayishem, Behem, Hashem, Yafiach, Behem. So Ramosha, as is true, under the communists, they had to work all day and there was no time to put on tefillin. They had to go to work way before Mashiach was Chabir. So the Shah said, so what are you going to do? You're not supposed to wear tefillin by Laila. So he said, Mikra din, we paskin that Laila is man tefillin, against the Rambam. We usually avoid taking a stand because why be mevazah the Rambam? So you don't say a bracha on the tefillin, let's say the early, those who daven at the early minyan, the 6 o'clock minyan, before they change the clock. So 6 o'clock is way too early to say bracha on the tefillin. It's before Mashiach is chaver. Moshe holds that in New York, Mashiach is 35-40 minutes before sunrise. So 6 o'clock is way before sunrise. Last week was 7:26, something like that. So it's way before, an hour and a half before. It's too early to say a bracha. So Moshe wrote halacha lemaisa that since Mikra din roh harishon and paskin laila is zman tefillin. It's on exer, the Rabbanu Shem, the Yishem Hem Shem, the Yafiach Hem. So the guy went to sleep already. He woke up and that's it for the day. He's not going to sleep again. So since Mikra Din Laila's Man Tefillin, you're allowed to say a bracha on the Tefillin. Because he felt he was afraid he was going to tell the Balabatim they should wear Tefillin, not say a bracha. They're just going to neglect it. They're not going to wear Tefillin. He thought the communists were going to last a long time, which the communists lasted quite a while. Quite a few years the communists lasted. So he was afraid they're just not going to, if you tell them to do a mitzvah without a bracha, they're going to be mezaltal, they're not going to do the mitzvah. So he passed him, Ikra din, you say a bracha. So that's the shaila over here. V'chitem or v'loy mota zman kriyashma. Maybe the only time he put out tefillin before his zman kriyashma is if it was before Mishayakir, and he already had his night sleep, and he holds Laila is man tefillin, and it's only with the Rabban. So it is this man to say a bracha on the tefillin. If you all like that, it is the Zman to Veda Dvachan Tefillin, but it's not yet the Zman or Kriyashma. So the Gemara says, Im Kain, if that's the Maisa Shehoya, so what's the Chiddush? And he says, Rabchia Barash, he says over a story, Zimna Sagin, on many different occasions, I was learning by Rab, and he would put on Tefillin, and then he would say Kriyashma later. He told me because it was Adain Lehigia Zman Kriyashma. So what's the Chiddush of Rabchia Barashi? Of course, he put on tefillin before because it's higiyas man tefillin v'lo higiyas man kriyashma. What's the chiddush? Maya sadosid or apchiyah barashi? Mora says no. Maybe the chiddush is lapukim adam and the mishnah in tzorach levorach kamash malon. There was machlokes the end of the first perek. One opinion held that you only have to say brichas haTorah if you're going to learn Torah shebichsav the mikra. But the mishnah, if you're learning only Torah shebalpeh, there is no text. Only if you're learning Torah shebichsav le mikra tzorach levorach. The Mishnah in Tzorach Levorach, or the Talmud in Tzorach Levorach, different opinions. So here, Shani Lan Pirkin, he wasn't teaching Chumash. Rav is teaching Mishnayis. Shani Lan Pirkin, he was teaching Mishnayis, Torah Shabbat Peh. So maybe that's Kamash Malon. Kamash Malon, Daf Le Mishnah, Nam Tzorach Levorach, maybe that's Asadose. Anyway, so that, the Gemara says Astira. What's the story? The first one tells over his story. The Gemara tells over. Rav said Kriyashma, and he put on tefillin in between the Kriyashma and the Shemana Esrei. And the other one says Zim Nesagin. Very often he was by Rav. Rav would put on the tefillin first. Then he would give a shiur, then he would put on the tefillin. Shana Maslan Pirkin, Manach tefillin, and after putting on tefillin, then he said Kriya Shema. So how come on that one occasion the Gemara tells over the story that he said Kriya Shema, put on tefillin in between Kriya Shema and Nishma Esrei? Gemara says, Mikomakam Kasha LeRav. How come over there, on a normal basis, he would put on tefillin before Kriya Shema, and here on this one occasion, we don't understand it. Why did he say Kriya Shema, put on tefillin in between Kriya Shema and Shema Esrei? And for the Gemara, that was an exception to the rule. Shluchu Huda Abis. He asked someone, please bring my tefillin. The guy didn't bring the tefillin. So he wanted to daven tefillah b'tzibur. He started saying, for who everybody was saying davening. So he said, Kriya Shema. By the time the Shliach finally brought the tefillin, and it's in between Kriya Shema and Shema Esrei. So he put on the tefillin. That's what the Gemara answered. But under normal condition, he's supposed to put on the tefillin before you say Kriya Shema. Yeah. So from this Gemara, you see, that's what Tosis quotes. Amarach tefillin and matzli. The Tosis on Yudalan on the base. Mehosam mashma, from this, well, you should say mehocha, not mehosam, no? Mehocha mashma. Probably, what is it in the Tosis of Erosh? Probably has mehocha mashma. Huh?
That was not the Gemara changes.
Who changes?
They quote the Mary
Colleen. Yeah, she'd say, Mehocha Mashma, Shemutal Anech Tvila Men Gula Le Tvila. Vechem Betalas, Menei Chorem Talas. Vechem Atzinu Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda, Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yehuda, they quote Rabbi Shal Rashi. Every so often Rashi quotes. This was his Rebbe. He was before the days of the Balatah. Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shal Rashi, Sholach Achat Aliso. He asked someone to bring his talis until and he brought it late. Vishua hashaliach, he dilly dally. A karkar kriya shema, the Rebbe already said kriya shema yichasem. And he sat to metalisai, and he said shema nesra. So he did the same as Rav. The tzibah was davening, so he davened with them. And then he put on the talis and tefillin in between Gual Yisrael and the shema nesra. He sat to metalisai, and he said shema nesra. Have you right me hachama hidda Rav? He did the same as Rav. So Tosfos is not happy about two things. Number one, who says you're allowed to put on a talis? The Gemara says the significance of wearing tefillin. You daven Shemana Esrei with the tefillin on. You're not allowed to be mafsik ben gula letfilo, but wearing tefillin, b'shal Shemana Esrei, that's kabbalas on macha shamayim shlema, that's the proper way to go. But to wear a talis, not the mukhrach, you can live without the talis. Can live with that. The talis, we passed on that a klekufs are not chayiv and tzitzis. Only when you wear the beged you're chayiv. So if you don't wear the talis, you're not chayiv and tzitzis. So what's the big insistence on dafke putting on the talis in between? It's a mitzvah or shus, and not like tefillin. Tefillin you're mechuyif to wear. The tefillin you should wear when you davening Shema Nesra. So say, first of all, the talis, there's no proof from the Gemara. All you see from the Gemara is tefillin. Then secondly, this the Rabbi Shal Rashi said a bracha l'satav l'haniach tefillin, and said a bracha on the talis also. So they're not happy about the bracha. They say he should have put on the tefillin. The talis they're not happy about, and the tefillin should have on tefillin without a bracha. They say the bracha after the Shema Nesra. Yeah.
Tefillin he put on. What about the hefsek?
So since this is Letzorach HaTfilah, you shouldn't be Mafsek Begula LaTfilah, that enhances the Tfilah. But over here, this enhances also that you have Talis and Tfilah when you're davening, so that you don't have to be concerned about the Hefsek between Gula and Tfilah, because saying the Shema Nesra with the Talis and Tfilah enhances the Tfilah. The Tfilah will be so. He said a bracha also. So they were unhappy why he said a bracha. The bracha, yeah. The putting on the mitzvah is also hefsek, but they say, no. But it's important to daven Shema Nesra with tefillin on. But there's no need to say the bracha. Say the bracha after you finish Shema Nesra. And he felt, no. So it's awesome in the Rabbanah to do a mitzvah without saying a bracha first. So since he allowed to put on the tefillin, he thought the talis also, talis on tefillin, so he allowed to say a bracha also. Yeah, in the days of the Balei HaTosis, there was a common, a widespread practice that the Hamoinam didn't wear tefillin. So Rav Moshe Mikutzi was the author of the Smag, Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol, and he had a whole masa HaTfilin. He went traveling around from community to community, holding drushes why it's important everybody should wear tefillin. What kind of shtick was that they didn't wear tefillin? So he said, no, because the Gemara said you should only wear tefillin if you have a goof noki like Elisha Balak Nafayim. Elisha Balak Nafayim was a person who lived in the days of the Tanoim, and they had Xeris Hashmad, you're not allowed to wear tefillin. And he was Maisa Nefesh, he wore the tefillin. And then one of the Nazi officers came to him and says, so he saw the officer coming, so he took off the tefillin and put it in his hand. The officer said, what do you have in your hand? So he said, Kanfeyoina. He's holding onto the wings of a bird. So he said, let me see. He opened up his hands, and it was tefillin. A miracle occurred. And it was tefillin. It wasn't Kanfeyoina. So the Gemara says, you should only wear tefillin if you're you have a goof nokia like Elisha Balak Nafayim. He was such a tzaddik. He was an unusual tzaddik that Menashamayim, they made a miracle for him that he shouldn't be killed by the Roman officer for violating the din and machusa. They did not. They had a persecution. You're not allowed to keep any mitzvahs. You should only wear tefillin if you have a goof nokia like Elisha Balak Nafayim. Who is such a tzaddik? So the Hamayinam didn't wear tefillin in days of the Balei HaTesa. So this Rav Moshe Mikutzi, the author of the Smag, writes in the Hagdamah to the Smag. He had a whole tefillin campaign. He was encouraging all the people they should wear tefillin. Yeah. So he says, the Sefer Hasidim also has, that the people who don't wear a talis, they only wear a talis on Shabbos and Yom Tov. All week long they didn't wear a talis. So he says, the mevaza the begging of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Because in Daniel, I think it says that he had a vision, he had a dream, he had a vision of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, an old man. In our religion, God is an old man. He's 6,000 years old. By the Christians, a young guy. He was just born 2,000 years ago. That's where they had a debate. The Rebbe Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz with the local Galach had a whole discussion. So the Galach was complaining, why the Jews, when there's a Jewish funeral, they scream. It's not respectful. And by the Christians, when there's a funeral, it's quiet, it's with dignity. And why, when the Jews daven, they scream out loud, and when the Christians daven, when the Christians pray, so they pray softly. I forgot the third complaint also. So Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz explained each one. So he said, our God is an old man, he's 6,000 years old, so you have to scream. Your God is a young guy, he's not hard of hearing, so you don't have to scream so loud. I forgot the second argument. Then he said, about the funerals, that I agree. I'd rather attend 1,000 Christian funerals than attend one Jewish funeral. I don't enjoy Jewish funerals. That he agreed with. But I forgot what the other time it was, yeah. So that's what, so the Sefer Hasidim has that also. They didn't wear talus. They didn't wear talus all week long. They only wore the talus on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Sefer Hasidim says, the Mevaza, the Malbush of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because in Daniel, he had a vision, had a dream. He envisioned the Rebbeinu Shel Olam as an old man with long white hair. Sari kitlag chiver, I think it says. Sari, his hair was ka'amar noko. That was the name of the Bartanura's commentary on Rashi Alatar. Amar noko, like white as fleece. Well, levushi kitlag chiver. And his malbush, the beged that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was wearing, was white like snow. Levushi kitlag chiver, like white snow. So what white garment was it that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was wearing? So that was a talus, a white talus. So that's why the Ramah says the meaning is he wear a white talus. The reason Alpi Nigla is because according to the Rambam, whatever color the garment is, you have to dye the tzitzis that color. So tchelus has to be tchelus, but the lavan, what color does the lavan have to be? So if the garment is white, the tzitzis should be lavan white. The garment is green, she should dye the tzitzis lavan, the lavan tzitzis should be green. And if it's orange, so you should dye the white strings orange. And the others disagree, you don't have to. So the Ramah says, in order to avoid the machloikas, if you have a different color garment, so according to the Ramah, you should dye the loven strings of the tzitzis, the color of the garment. So in order to avoid that, the machloikas, the Ramah, the other Rishonim, you should wear a white garment. And then they say, Api Kabbalah also like that, because the Rabban Shalom's malbush in the dream, and the vision that Daniel had was Levushi Kitlag Chiver, that the Malbush of the Baruch Shalom was a Talush al Mitzvah, and it was white like Kisheleg Lovan, Kitlag Chiver, white like snow.
Why they have to bring a ride from there? They could bring a ride from just 3 minutes. It says the Baruch Shalom was told much to abandon, he was just a Talus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good Taina. I don't know. Maybe it's only when he said Slichas. I don't know. But that's what they say. I don't even think he quotes that Gemara. Just quotes the Sefer Hasidim. Quotes the Pasuk in Daniel. The Vushi Kitlak Chiva. The Rosh Hashanah wears a white garment. You don't remember Shlomo Kalbach. He used to wear talus, psychedelic colors. Different patches, different colors, everything different colors. But the Ramos and Shulchan Aruch, he's not supposed to wear psychedelic colors. He's supposed to wear a white talus. The black stripe, yeah. The black stripe that we wear, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Levush, that Zecha the Tchelis. So those have Tchelis don't need a stripe. You don't need a Zecha. You have the Tchelis. So the different Minhagim, some people have a blue stripe, some people have a black stripe. That's a shot. What color is Tchelis supposed to be? It's supposed to be the color of the sky at midnight. Rashi and Chumash says the color of the sky at midnight. The color of the sky at midnight is black. Or it's supposed to be very, very deep blue. The Rambam says color of the sky in the afternoon. That's light blue. That's a shaila. When you have the tchelis, are you supposed to water it down? Are you supposed to put in a lot of water so it should just be light blue? Or should it be dark, dark blue? That's like the color of the sky at midnight. Some people don't want to wear tchelis because machloikas, but it's supposed to be dark, dark blue, very dark blue, or light blue. So if you're going to, they say, if you're going to have the wrong color, according to the Rambam, you're going to have dark blue, according to Rashi, you're going to have light blue, you're not yotze. I don't know if that's correct. If it's the right color, but it's supposed to be darker, it's supposed to be lighter. It's not a b'dieved. I don't know. Maybe b'dieved it would be good. Rav Soloveitchik once gave a yortzeit drasha on tzitzis. So he said that in Kabbalah there's a question, there's a discussion based on some passages in the Zohar whether the tchelis and the tzitzis is supposed to be representing midas adin and midas achesed. So he said it depends on this machlekes Rashi and the Rambam. If it's the color of the sky at midnight, dark, dark blue, then Rashi says, reminiscent of Makas Bechoris. Tchelis is Meloshin Tichla, death. That Makas Bechoris occurred at midnight. So that's Bemidas Adin. But if it's the color of the sky in the afternoon, so that's Midas Achesed. Light blue is Midas Achesed. I think the homes of all the Mekubolim in Tzfat were painted light blue, because that color is supposed to represent the chesed. And dark blue is supposed to represent the Beis Yosef's home. All the other homes in Tzfat, they're all light blue. And dark blue is supposed to represent Midas Adin. I don't know, would it be Miaka B'dieved if it's the right color, but you didn't water it down enough? It's too dark blue or it's too light blue. B'dieved's Miaka, I don't know. Anyway, so these are the wishes that they debated with in this Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shal Rashi, that's how they call Rashi, every so often quotes him, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda, that he held that just like tefillin is important to wear when you say Shemoneh Esrei, talis also, so they said they don't see that that's correct. And then he held that you say a bracha also, so they thought that you can put on the tefillin without a bracha and say the bracha after Shemoneh Esrei. Why do you have to be mafsik so much? Anyway, so what does the Gemara say? More correct is the normal practice, zimn and sagin, very often. Kriya Barashi says, very often I remember Rav would put on tefillin and they say Kriya Shema then Shema. Yes, we put on tefillin before Bichos Kriya Shema. And the one occasion, Shluchu, the obvious, the Shliach was mekalkal. The Shliach didn't bring the tefillin and talis and tefillin in time. So then he put on the tefillin in between Kriya Shema and Shema Nesem. But more correct is to have the tefillin on before you say Kriya Shema. How bad is it if you say Kriya Shema without tefillin? Amarula. Kol HaKor Kriya Shema B'la Tefillin Ki Lameid Eid HaShekher B'Atzmo. How do you translate B'Atzmo? So Rashi writes, Lishna Ma'alya. It's a Loshen Nikiya. What do you mean it's a Loshen Nikiya? Means, but it doesn't mean biatzma. It means kilo meid eid sheker against Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Rebbeinu Shlom said we should wear tefillin kshat ma'aser adech v'hoyer tetoves bein erech, and I don't do it. So I'm making fun of the Rebbeinu Shlom. Kilo meid eid sheker against the Rebbeinu Shlom. They didn't want to say that chira v'gidim. So they say kilo meid eid sheker biatzma. Other Rishonim said no, kilo meid eid sheker biatzma. That he's not wearing tefillin. And as if he's the Rabbi Yoni, quotes the two pshat. Rashi learns Lishna Ma'alya really means Kineged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we couldn't care less what he said. I just said he said we should wear tefillin. I don't care. I don't bother to wear the tefillin. Or Meir Edeshek Rabbi Yoni learns Meir Edeshek Biatzmo. I'm not religious. I'm saying he's supposed to wear tefillin. I'm saying it. I'm not wearing tefillin. So I'm saying it about myself. I'm not really, but I am religious. I am religious. So you should put on the tefillin before you say Kriya Shema, because it's looks as if you're mevaze yourself. Meirei the sheker b'atman. So it's not right to recite Kriya Shema without the tefillin. That's the question. This is a kiyum in tefillin or a kiyum in Kriya Shema? Which is it? This is Kabbalah on Machash Amayim Shlema. That's how the Gemara has. Yanech Tvam Yikr Kriya Shema. Sui Kabbalah on Machash Amayim Shlema. I mean, that's the way to enhance the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Or do you say, no, that's the way to enhance the mitzvah of tefillin. That when you have tefillin on, then you should say the Kriya Shema while you have it on tefillin. Shabbos on Tisha B'Av. And Tisha B'Av, so the Tosfos in the third parak in Moed Kut, in parak Eilu Megalchin, the Mishnah is there, most of the parak is all about the laws of Avelos, on Chol HaMoed and on Yantav and on Shabbos. A little bit is about the Malachas Chol HaMoed, but most of it is Hilchos Avelos. So there's the Ovel doesn't wear tefillin, Ovel Yom Rishon, Einem Minyach Tefillin, but after Yom Rishon, do wear tefillin. So that's a machlokes in Tosfos, but the Tisha B'Av is such a bitter day, that's Ovel Yom Rishon, so you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av. Oh no, it's an Avelos Yishana. Beis HaMikdash was destroyed almost 2,000 years ago. It's an old story. It's not called the Ovel Yom Rishon. It's not called the Ovel Yom Rishon. So that's a machlokes, whether Tisha B'Av is Dina Kovel Yom Rishon. You don't wear tefillin, you do wear tefillin. So Mikra, then we pass, can you do wear tefillin? But we don't wear the tefillin by Shacharis. We wear the tefillin later in the day. So some had the practice. Some tzaddikin had the practice, they put on tefillin b'tzina before they go to shul, and they say Kriya Shema, and then they go to shul, and they have shachas with that tefillin. And then everybody puts on tefillin to mincha. And others don't. You don't put on tefillin till the afternoon. Like you take down the parechas, bitza imrosa, based on the pasuk in Eicha, bitza imrosa, so we take off the tefillin also. But the Meikaredin, we really hold that Yechayiv to wear tefillin. It's not Avelus Amrishin, it's like Shara Yamin. So the shaila is when we finally put on the tefillin to mincha, do you say shema or not? So if the wearing tefillin if the wearing tefillin enhances the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, so you said Kriya Shema in the morning already. Farfal, when you put it's after Chatzos already now, when you're putting on tefillin for mincha, it's not the zman Kriya Shema. So you can't say if the idea is that you enhance the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, so it's farfal. He already said Kriya Shema in the morning. But if it enhances the mitzvah of tefillin, to recite the parshas, then you should say Kriya Shema when you put on the tefillin by mincha. So the Mishnah Berurah says you should not say Kriya Shema, because Tisha B'Av is also the Talmud Torah. And so Kriya Shema, you have no choice. You've got to say Kriya Shema. But you already said Kriya Shema on Shacharis. What are you saying Kriya Shema again? Avol also the Talmud Torah says you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema when you put on the tefillin in the afternoon. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. You should not say Kriya Shema. And I remember when I was younger than you, and we were davening in the yeshiva on Tisha B'Av. So someone asked the Mashgiach, the boys were learning Mishnah Berurah. Someone asked the Mashgiach, so he said, Rabbi Elazar, he said, of course you say Kriya Shema. Everybody knows. He put on tefillin mincha, he say Kriya Shema. He wasn't even aware that the Mishnah Berurah says not so. Wasn't that when I heard the Mishnah Berurah then? It wasn't so popular at that time. There was no set of Mishnah Berurahs on the base Medrash. Now they have 25 sets. At that time, when I was a student, it wasn't one set of Mishnah Berurah. When you had a Shaila, you got to look in the big Shulchan Aruch, with the Magen Avraham, with the Machzah Shekel, with the Prima Godim, with the big Shulchan Aruch. They didn't have any Mishnah Berurahs there. So that's a Shaila. Is this wearing the tefillin? Is that a heder in the tefillin or a heder in the Kriya Shema? I've come in for Tisha B'Av in the afternoon. That's the Shaila. So the first opinion on Marula, Kolakar Kirishma Bala Tvilin, Kilamede the Shekabiatsma. Okay, it's not proper. Either it's incomplete kiyum in Tvilin or incomplete kiyum in not proper for the Tvilin. Amar Bhe Barabba Amar Abyechanan Kilo Hikrif Oila Baloy Mincho Vizabak Baloy Nisochim. Is he changing something? Is he adding on? Is he detracting? What is he disagreeing? What is the second member? What is the second member? So Rabbi Yaina has a suggestion. Says the first one says, Yeyetze Kriya Shema, but you did wrong. Meidei de Sheker Atzma, you did wrong. Far. You shouldn't. You have an Avera, Meidei de Sheker the Atzma, but Yeyetze the Kriya Shema. And the second one says, no, it's an incomplete Kiyama. Rabbi Yechan says, like if you bring in whenever you bring a carbon, except for a chatas and an ashim, you have to have a mechosim and iskein ke meduba. You have to bring, so you have to have oilo mincha, zevach, and sochim. Oilo needs mincha and sochim, and zevach means shlamim. Oilo and shlamim, they both need mechosim and iskein, they both need both. But Tosin says that's the loshon of pasuk. Oilo mincha, zevach, and sochim bar yom b'yom. So that's why the Gemara has that loshon. So the second one is adding on. The first one says, you yotze the mitzvah kriya shma bishlei muso, but you did wrong. You were made a sheker b'yatzma. It wasn't right. And the second one says, no, the mitzvah kriya shma is incomplete. Kilu hikrif oyla b'le mincha v'zalchim l'an esachim. There's something incomplete. That's how Rabbeinu Yoina says. And others suggest a different pshat. Oilo, when you bring an oilo shlam, you have to bring mechosim in this game, came to Dubab. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim, you can bring mechosim in this game, mikan afilar asara yamim. Let's say you bring the oilo today, or the shlam today, and you don't have money to buy the zavach, you don't have money for the mincha, there's not enough time, it's so late before the shkia. You're going to bring the tamash ben abayim, after the tamash ben abayim, you don't bring any more karbanis. So the din is you can bring it next month. He can bring the Minchasim and his Kayim next month. So that's what some want to say. The first Mandama says you have to say Kriyashma with the Tefillin on. Second one says Nishgefelach. If you say Kriyashma, you have in mind you're going to put on the Tefillin later. So that's okay. Saying Kriyashma without Tefillin is like an Oyla B'la Mincha V'Zevach B'la Nisochim, but you can make it up later. Next week he'll bring the Minchasim and his Kayim. So if you plan to wear the tefillin later, that's okay. There's not a violation. There is no meirei the shek of yatzma. That's what the Magen Avraham writes. Let's say a person says kriyashma by Meirev. He's not wearing tefillin, meirei the sheker. The answer is when he says kshat malasayidach, he has a mind, tomorrow morning I'm going to wear tefillin. Shabbos he doesn't wear tefillin, so it's meirei the sheker. The answer is he has a mind tomorrow, on the weekdays he's going to wear tefillin. So that's what others learn. That's the machlokes. The first Magdama says ula. Says you have to have the tefillin on when you say Kriya Shema. And Rabbi Yochanan says, as long as you have in mind to do it later, it's okay. If you're not going to wear tefillin at all, that's not proper. If you're going to put on the tefillin later, so it's not Meirei the Sheker B'Yatzma. He's Mekel, he's not Machmer. Rabbi Yochanan holds Rabbi Yochanan as Machmer. That the first Madama said the mitzvah Kriya Shema is complete, but you did an Avera. And the second one says, no, the worst, Machmer, the mitzvah Kriya Shema is incomplete. Like an oil or a shlamim is incomplete because man didn't bring mechasim in his game. Bottom line, you got to wear the tefillin before you start kriyashma. The Yom Rabbi Yechonin made another statement. Harotzeh shekabel al machas shemaim shlema. The correct way is to go first to the bathroom, so you shouldn't have to go in the middle of the davening. Yifaneh. Then we eat all yod, we wash until it's yadam. You put on the tefillin, you say kriya shema, you say shema nasa, zui kabbalah samachu shemaim shleim. Then he said, the next one says also, kol ane, omer rabbi yechon, also, omer rabbi yechon, kol ane ifne, goes to the bech from the first, and eat all yod, and eat tefillin, kor kriya shema, mispah, mal ala kasu, ki lo bonu mizbech, vikru of all the court, rabbi yechon lived after the churban abayis, rabbi yechon was the first generation of Amoraim, he was the Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Nasi, Rabbi Yudah Nasi lived way after the Churban Abayi. Churban Abayi was the year 70. Rabbi Anasi died the year 220. I think he died something like the year 220. That was way after. So he says, one who lakes tefillin, edavins, says, Kriya Shema Shema Nesim, Mal Allah Kasuv, Ki Lebanu Mizbech, Iker of all the Churban. Why? Dechsev Erchaz Ben Yikoyen Kapai, Vasovvaz Mizbechach HaShem. It's considered as if I wash my hands, Erchaz Kapai, I wash my hands, and I daven, and it's considered kilu asava is mizbechach Hashem, even though it's not beis hamikdash. Now kilu hikriv korbanos. Omale rabba lasava lama kilu toval. Why? Because that's echatz benikoyon. Dichsiv echatz benikoyon, but dichsiv echatz kapay. Doesn't say I wash my hands. Echatz b'nikoyon, when I wash my hands, it's considered as if I was tovel my whole body in the mikveh. It's considered as if he was tovel, kilu tovel. Yeah. It was very unusual that the people visiting from Eretzot to Bovel. That's the only way they knew Rabbi Yochanan's memories. They had the Talmidim visit today. You have people coming and going. There's a bris. So someone goes to Eretz Yisrael, there's a bochum going back and forth all the time, weddings, bris. Yeah, but in the days of the Gemara, it was rare. Amalei Rabbeinu Le-Rava, Chazi Mar Hai Tzur Merabbanu, Dosi Mimar Rava, Tzurva, Tzurva is a rak. Tzur Merabbanu means a young Talmud Chochem. That's what Rashi writes in the other Masechtas. Tzur Merabbanu means a young Talmud Chochem. How young is young? Before the age of 40. The Gemara says in the first parak of Masechus Avodah Zarah that Moshe Rabbeinu said before he's about to die, that was 40 years after Maimon HaSina. The Gemara says, until Arabim Shana, Einan Anonim El Das Rabbi. You don't fully understand what you heard from your Rebbe. I heard things from Rav Soloveitchik years ago, before, over 50 years ago, before I got married. And I thought he made up things from thin air. And then, it's enough in a Mishnah. Oh, it's enough in a Tesis. Oh, it's a Beferish Magen Abram. I thought he made it up. I thought he said it over backwards. Then I find I thought I had it backwards. He had it straight. He was saying over things. So a lot of times it takes 40 years. So Pashab Shat, it takes 40 years from the time you learn by the Rebbe till you find out the real Pshat. So you only start learning at the age of 20. So 40 years later, you're 60. So Tosfos says, no. The Gemara says, till the age 40. Before the age of 40, that's a Tzurvim Adirabban. That's a young Talmud Chacham. He shouldn't pass in any shilas till he reaches the age of 40. If there is no other Talmud Chacham in town to pass in, you got no choice. So you have to pass in even before the age of 40. But more correct, he shouldn't pass in. There's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. It says, a Zokim Mamre, one of Paskin is against the Bez Nagodol, is Chayiv Misa. So the Gemara says, what the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, what if he's a Talmud Shelo Higia Lo Hayroa? Well, no one's going to listen to his psak anyway. So that's not called a Zaka Mamre. What's Talmud Shelo Higia Lo Hayroa? So the Rambam says he doesn't have smicha. One who doesn't have smicha is not called a rabbi. So whatever he says doesn't mean anything anyway. And Rashi says Talmud Shelo Higia Lo Hayroa is before the age of 40. Before the age of 40, so he's not supposed to paskin anything. Moshe Feinstein has the first tshuva in Chelek HaShemishpa was a very nasty letter that he sent to Rav Herzog. Now, Rav Herzog printed Advar Torah, so he assumed in Advar Torah, like all the apikursa Shem Askilim assumed, that smicha always used to be smicha biyad, until the Roman persecution, then they discontinued smicha biyad. So Moshe said, it's apikursa, it's against the Gemara. Gemara says smicha biyad was only Moshe Rabbeinu, and Ladoris is smicha b'shem. He just say, Rebbe, you say, Rebbe ata v'gesh locha v'shus lodin dini moment. Lini lodin dini knosis. It was never smicha b'yad. So he had tainus against Rav Herzog, why he assumed like the apikursim, that there's always smicha b'yad till the Roman persecutions. So he explains what smicha is. So he talks about this machlekes Rashi in the Rambam, in Sanhedrin, by Zalkan Mamre. So Rashi says, Talmud shelo higia lo hayro, is not Chai Mises, that means if he's younger than the age of 40. That's Tzurv Medrabban. So why did the Rambam say that means he does not smicha? So he said, because Rashi is difficult, because that Gemara that says before the age of 40 you shouldn't paskin, but if there's no other Talmud Chacham in town, so you may paskin. So it's not an absolute din. Sometimes you may paskin before the age of 40. How can you call him a Talmud Shelo Higia Lo Hayro? The Rambam has a Shaina Din. It calls man you don't have smicha. When you offer your opinion, that's a suggestion. That's not called a psak. One who has smicha and he gives a psak, that's called psak. The other person is amara mokam anilach. That's Rav Soloveitchik's loshen. Amara mokam anilach. Where did he get that loshen from? The Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch writes on all the mitzvahs. And then sometimes he says, there's a whole discussion. Look in the Shagasari. Amara mokam anilach. And look in the Ktois. Look in the Nesivis he talks about. If it's already discussed, he said, Mar Malka Mani Loch, go take a look over there. I don't have anything to add on. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. Nobody today has any bona fide smicha. So a person in Paskin Shana today, it's not really called themselves. Just Mar Malka Mani Loch, I'm telling you what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. You look it up, you'll see yourself that that's what it says. But it's not called the Hoiro, it's not called the Psak. If the person doesn't have smicha, according to the Rambam, smicha is a din in Psak. And Rashi, apparently, Rashi and Tesla, the smicha is a din in Bezin, it's not a din in Psak. So what's called the Talmud Shelo Higia Lo Hayro, you don't have to have smicha to issue a psak. So they say, it means he's not 40 years old yet. Anyway, but that's what the word Tzurva Medirabban. Tzurva Medirabban means, Tzurva is a hard rock. Tzurva Medirabban means a young Talmud Chacham, younger than the age of 40. That's called Tzurva Medirabban. So he says, Chazi Mar, he tells Rabina, tells Rabbi, look at this Tzurva Medirabban, it came from Eretz Yisrael, Marava, Eretz Yisrael was to the west of Bavel. The Omar, and he said, Mishain lo mayim lirchot yada mekanech yada be'ofer ubitzor ubikismas. But you have to have, you have to wash netilas yadayim in order to daven. So he was, Rabbeinu was not happy. This guy, a bacha, came from Eretz Yisrael, said, "Over Adin, if you don't have water, it's not available. You can wipe your hands in offer and tzvar." So Rabbi says, "He's good. What are you complaining? He's correct." Amalei shapik amar. The bacha is right. It came from Iksiv Erchetz Bamayim. It says Erchetz Benikoyin Kapai. Erchetz Benikoyin Kol Midi Demenaka. Whatever cleans is acceptable. And it's not only the Bacher came from Eretz Yisrael, Rav Chisda lived in the Bacher. Rav Chisda said the same thing. The Rav Chisda lied, he used to curse, he was very upset. Aman de Mahadar Amai beaten Sloisa. Sometimes the minyan already started, and the guy has to go to the third floor in order to wash until he said that. He has to wash until he said that before he dies. He's going to come late to the minyan. So Rav Chisda would be upset. I don't know if it means literally he would curse them, he would express his displeasure. Rav Chisda lied, he would curse him, Adam Hadamai beaten Sloisa. When it's time to daven, you gotta come to the minyan on time. You don't come late because you're busy. Ah, you didn't wash your hands. So you wipe your hands off, Anamidi Dimenaki. Then we have the Girsa, Vahanimili the Kriyashma. Rav Chisda would be upset because there's a Sozman Kriyashma. So you shouldn't, if water is not easily available, you don't go out of your way in order to wash your hands. You clean your hands off, Anamidi Dimenaki. Avala Tvila, Mahadir, because you got more time. Sozman Kriyashma is soon approaching. Sozman Tvila, plenty of time to go. So that's the girsa that a lot of Rishonim have. Vahani Mili, the Kriyashma, but the Tvila Mahadir. Yeah. So Tesis quotes this, the top Tesis. Vyeshvam de Garsa Hani Mili Kriyashma Tvila Loi. So the Tesis is not happy with that. The Balei HaTosfos is crossed it out. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. All the Balei Chachmei Tzarfas crossed that out from the Gemara. Just like this is Sovzman Kriyashma, this is Sovzman Tefillah. What does it help that he already said Kriyashma? He woke up before Hanetzach Hamah and he said Kriyashma. Then he went back to bed. Now he comes to the minyan. Now there's no water. So he's going to go mehadar. He already said Kriyashma. He's going to go be mehadar on water. So you're not afraid he's going to miss the Zman Kriyashma. He is after the Zman Kriyashma. But there is a Sozman Tfilo also. Just like this is Sozman Tfilo, this is Sozman, just like this is Sozman Kriyashma, there's a Sozman Tfilo also. So what do you say? You're not worried? You're going to miss the Sozman Tfilo? Why not? He may miss that also, but this Girsa holds, no, so much more time. He's not going to miss the Sozman Tfilo. But these Rishonim didn't have that gears. Harimili l'kriyashma l'tfila mahadav ad kama. The Gemara says this is all that gears. Ad kama, you should be mahadav to get water. Ad parsa. Parsa is dalad mil. How long is a mil? It's an amount of, how long is a mil? So the Mishnah Berurah always says 18 minutes, but the Poskim say the 18 minutes, that's on a different, it's on a different time system, and by on our system it's 22 and a half minutes. So what's dalad mil? 22 and a half times 4 is an hour and a half. 22 and a half times 2 is 45 minutes. And 45 and 45 is an hour and a half. It's 90 minutes. So you should postpone davening shachris. If you don't have any water now, but if you're going to daven at the later minyan, there's a late minyan, there's a later minyan. So there's no water now to wash your hands for davening, but at the later minyan, or you're going in this direction anyway. Guy's traveling in from Passaic into New York. So you can daven in Passaic, there's no water. There was a breaker in the water main, there's no water in Passaic. You can't wash your hands. You can come into New York. He can postpone davening for an hour and a half and come into New York, and he's coming to New York anyway. So postpone davening for an hour and a half. If it's going to be more than an hour and a half postponement, say, you don't tell him he should wait 2 hours to daven shachris later. An hour and a half is enough. V'hanimili l'kamei, that's if the going for the water is not going to, he's not going to lose time. He's not going to daven for the next hour and a half. He's not mechuyev to postpone more than an hour and a half, but he's not losing any time. He has to come into New York anyway. He has other things to do. Aval achurei, but what if he's going to have to go in order to get the water, the way we have the gears in the Gemara, in order to get the water, he's going to have to go out of his way. Has to go, not, he's gone anyway in that direction. He's going anyway to New York. No, he's going to have to go out of his way So you're not mechuyev even to lose a mil, even to lose 22 and a half minutes going there, 22 and a half minutes to come back. You're not mechuyev to waste 45 minutes in order to get water. You're mechuyev to postpone davening shachris for an hour and a half, dalit parsos, in order to have water to wash your hands with water, as opposed to midi demenake. But to lose time, that you're not even mechuyev to lose 2 mil. Lachure a mil, and then to come back, that's 45 minutes. Enechoyz umino, but by inference, you're not mechuyev to lose 45 minutes, but to lose 40 minutes, yes, that yes. So if you're going to go, if you can drive out of your way 40 minutes, 20 minutes there, 20 minutes back, let's say, to get water to wash, then you're mechuyev to lose up until, not including, 45 minutes in order to get water to wash your hands. So this is the girsa that we have in the Gemara, that it says, Vahanimili Likriyashma, light Aman the Mahadar Amai Beidin Kriyashma. I said Beidin Tzloisa, that's a mistake. Beidin Kriyashma. Aval Litfila Mahadar, you should Vat Kama, Ad Parsa, Ad Mil, Shain. So Tessa doesn't like that Girsa. What do you mean you don't like that Girsa? But it's a Befevish, Yigamarim Psochim. They quote Psochim Daf Menvov. It says, Legabel Vilitfila Dalid Milin. Legabel means. Legabel means to mix flour with water, to make an isa. So dinners, you're supposed to make chulin bitahara. It's a question, is that the din de rabbanon, or is that amidas chasidus? What kind of a din is it? Tosis on the first daf in chulin quotes Maimon Chazal. They don't tell you where the Maimon Chazal is. Kaddishin, the yisim kaddishin, the kanchin is tavisa lechul chulei mitahara. Where is that Maimon Chazal? So on the side of the Tosfos, on base on the base on Chumash, the Tosfos says it's a Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. Okay, Tosfos says a Baki. They don't tell you where it is. A Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. So that means it's a real din mit the Rabbanon. In a Torah, there is no such thing. You should eat chulin mit tahara. So it says legabel, where you are in your town, all the kelim are tamei, all the waters tamei, all where you're going to make chalas, the chalas are going to become tamei. If you'll go out of your way up until Dalad Milin, then you'll be able to do the chulam b'tahar. You won't have to have tami dik chalas, and you'll be eating chalas tahiras. Truma tmeir is an isa deraisa, you're not allowed. Kochin tmeim, you're not allowed. But chalan tmeir, chulin tmeim, that's either it's a chumri midraban or it's a midas chasidus. They're not sure. The Mikdash Dovin. Anybody heard the Sefer Mikdash David? David Rappaport died in Siberia, in the middle of the war. Those who went to Siberia, there was non-kosher food, but he didn't want to eat it. So he died from malnutrition. He told all the other people they should eat the food, because he couldn't get himself to eat the tray for food, so he died from starvation, died from malnutrition. So he was a Bacher. He was a descendant of Rabbi Kivega. His father's name was Akiva, I think. His name is David Rappaport. So he wrote the Sefer Tzemach Dobi Ha'oris on Shubas Rabbi Kivega. Fantastic Sefer. So Rabbi Chonav Asimov was taken by the Sefer. So he sent him a letter. He invited him to come be the top Rosh Yeshiva in his Yeshiva in Baranovich, above him, because he saw with such a lot. When he came to the Yeshiva, he realized the guy was single. The top Rosh Yeshiva is a Bacher. And he stuttered something terrible. No one understood what language he was saying. They couldn't understand anything. So Rabbi Chana was the brother-in-law of Rabbi Chaim Moise. They were married to two sisters. They married the daughters of the rabbi in Shavel. Shavel is a big city in Poland. So Rabbi Chana asked him, he went to ask Rabbi Chaim Moise, what should he do? He hired the guy, sight unseen, and he's a single bacher, and he stutters. So he said, the Bacher will straighten out, I guess I'll get married. Ultimately, he did get married. And then when he was about to die in the middle of the war, he was about to die in Siberia from malnutrition. So he asked the aide to make sure that they should know that he's dead, that his wife shouldn't remain in Aguna. So it was an asik later. They survived. He died, but the wife survived. She later remarried in Eretz Yisrael. And there were Adam who said that she died. Anyway, So he has a sefer Tzemach Dolid, that's the Horus on Shuvas Rebbe Kivega, that's how he got the job, because Rabbi Chanan was so taken by the sefer. And then he learned in Slabotka Kolo. So in Slabotka, the rule was you had to write down whatever they were learning Kachin, had to write down whatever you were Mechadish. So he writes in the Hakdamah that they learned Kachim for 2 years, they didn't understand what was going on. They didn't know whether they were coming or going, the first time they learned Kachim. And then when they learned the second time, everything started to open up, and he wrote essays. He wrote like encyclopedic essays, all about Haktorah, about Nisach Hayayin, about Halakha Samanura, about Mizbech, about Binyan Bechim. He wrote essays about everything, like encyclopedic essays. He quotes every Rabbeinu Gershom and every Rashi and Tosfos and every Rambam, he has everything. Unbelievable. So he has this in his sefer. He talks about, he has on Zroim, he has on Kochman, he has on Taras, Mikdash Dovid. So he's not sure. He says, this din, to eat chulim b'tahara, he's not sure. Is it a takana de rabbanu, yis kadishin, yis kadoshim, lam shen etztav yisrael achu chulim b'tahara, or is it just a midas chasidus? He's not sure what the nature of this is. But the Gemara says, you should strain yourself to eat chulim b'tahara, even if it means you go out of your way, dalad milin. And then the Gemara says, v'lit tefillah. So Pashim Shatla Tvila means you're going to go wash until it's your dime in order to daven. So you should postpone davening Dalit Parsa to go out of your way to lose time. It's only ad mil, less than a mil, less than 45 minutes. But to lose 45 minutes in order to wash your hands, you're not mechuyev. But if you're not going to lose time, just going to travel in that direction anyway, so you should postpone davening for up until an hour and a half. Litfila. The tefila means pasha pshat, to wash until it's a day before tefila. So how can the Bali Ataisis cross out the girsa in our Gemara, v'hanimili likriyashma, with the tefila, you should wash your hands. That's what it says in Psochem and Vav. L'gabo v'litfila davin mil. So Ataisis says, no, they don't think that's what it means. Litfila means to daven tefila b'tziba. It does mean to wash your hands before you daven. To wash your hands before you daven is the same as kriyashma. Ataisis the Bali Chachmei Tzorfas. That's Rabbeinu Yoyne writes. Rabbani Tzorfas, they crossed out this. Give us a hand. Shmoneh Esrei, the same as Kriyashma, that Pavchiz the light, Aman the Mahadar Amai. You don't wash. If you don't, water is not available, you don't have to make a whole fuss about it. You wash it, you wipe your hands on a midah de menake. That Gemara that says you have to wait until Dalad Milan and so on, that's about davening tefillah b'tzibur. That's not about washing the tilis hadayim before. Okay, so that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. That Gemara in Psochem Daf involved that in order to daven tefillah b'tziba, you have to postpone davening up until an hour and a half, or lose up until 45 minutes. It'll take 20 minutes to drive there, 20 minutes to drive back, then you have to spend the 20 minutes to drive there and to drive back, to lose 40 minutes of your time to daven tefillah b'tziba. So why don't you say you have to spend hours and hours to daven tefillah b'tziba? So the Sefer Emek Bracha, which was written by Talmud of Rav Belbala Soloveitchik, he survived the war, so he lived in Eretz Yisrael after the war. He lived in Brisk, so he heard a lot from Rav Belbala. Usually they learned by Rav Belbala 1 year. They had, Avdala had a long table in his home, and there was room for 11 chairs. So he invited 11 people from the yeshivas to come. So the yeshivas had a whole system that from Mir, they sent so many students, and from Radna, they sent so many students. And the different yeshiva, every yeshiva had a chazak to send a certain number of students. Up until 11, that was it. So they usually learned 1 year. But he learned longer because he lived in Brisk. See, he saw Rav Belbala every day. Yeah. So he, and then he survived the war, so he spoke to Rav Belbala and Eretz Yisrael. So he writes in his Sefer Emek Bracha, the Sefer Nenyoni or Achaim. So he writes, it would appear from the Gemara that Tefillah B'tzibur is not a Chiyuv. It enhances the davening, you stand a better chance, a chance of having your prayers answered if you daven Tefillah B'tzibur. That's what Gemara says in Soit, Enkel Kabir Lo Yemos. And a Kodesh Baruch Moyes Betfilos Harabim. And the Gemara gives a mashal, if you buy a whole bushel of apples, 10 pounds of apples, so one or two you can expect will be rotten. You can't ask for your money back. A whole bushel of apples, some of them are going to be rotten. But if you buy one apple, and the one apple is rotten, it's not edible, then you get your money back. And it's a mekach tos. One person davens on his own, and he's a rotten apple. The Bnei Shalom doesn't like his prayers, so he's not going to accept his prayers. I'll throw it out in the garbage. But if he damas tefillah b'tzibur, saying kel kabir lo yamas, er kodesh bo hamayis b'tfilos haram. So since he's then the better chance of having his prayers answered if he daven tefillah b'tzibur than if he daven b'yochid, that's self-understood. It makes sense. You should daven tefillah b'tzibur. You can't really say that it's a chiyuv. That's what he says. You yotze the tefillah even b'yochid. You don't have to daven tefillah b'tzibur. But you want your prayers to be answered. So hasvar no sana. So you should daven tefillah b'tzibur. So the Gemara there in Pesachim Mevav tells you how much time I'm mechuyev to lose in order to daven tefillah b'tzibur. So ad parsa, if you're going ahead, and ad mil, less than a mil, if you're going to lose time. Yeah. Okay, the next Mishnah starts a new topic. What if a person recites Kriya Shema v'lo Yishmir Liyoznov? He said it softly. He didn't say it loud enough that he should hear. So it's a machlekes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yudin, whether yotza or lo yotza. So Rabbi Yosi is lo yotza. And the Gemara says, we don't pass like Rabbi Yosi, we pass like Rabbi Yudin. So then the Gemara has two versions. Rabbi Yudin says, l'chatchila also, you don't have to be mashmir liyoznov. They only say b'diyevet. Maybe l'chatchila he also agrees. It says, haskei sushma Yisrael. Haskei sushma Yisrael. Maybe he says, shma Yisrael. Usually we translate Shema Yisrael, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Hear, O Israel. The Rav Soloveitchik Katainis, he said, when the Reform first translated the Siddur into German, and they said, if you daven in Shul, you daven mitzibah, you can daven in the vernacular. The Gemara says, when a person davens b'yochid, so you need the malachim to present your prayers to the Bnei Shalom. If you daven mitzibah, the prayers go directly. Daven b'yochid, you need the malachim. And the malachim, Malachi Asheris are not Makirim Beloshan Aramis. They don't understand Aramaic, so if you're going to daven in Aramaic, they won't be able to present your prayers to the Bnei Shalom. So that's what we said, oh, what do you mean? Tosis asked the Masechet Shabbos in the first part, the Malachim know all the languages, just Aramaic they don't know. How can it be? Spanish and French and every language in the world, Portuguese. They understand everything, it's just for Aramaic they don't know. How can it be? So the Ravid in the Tmim Deim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Ravid in the Tmim Deim, the Shadis of Chuvah said, the Ravid said, it doesn't mean they don't understand Aramaic. Aramis means the vernacular. So if you don't even bother to offer the prayer in a fancier prayer, in a fancier language, just say, the way people in the street walk and they talk, in America, you talk English. So that's not Bekovedik. So the Malachim will not present your prayers to the Bnei Shalom. If you daven in American Aramaic, that's not the Sfas HaMedina. If you daven in English, or you daven in Germany, in German, that's the vernacular. That's the spoken language in the street. So that's not right to daven mitzibah. That's not right to daven biyochid. So that's what the Reform rabbis originally were learned. They were orthodox. So they said, when you daven in shul, you can daven in German. Because that's Loshon Aramis means vernacular. So if you're davening tefillah b'tzibur, you can daven in Loshon Aramis and the Benakis. If you daven at home, you should daven in Hebrew. So that was their one of the first psokim that they gave. So the question was, they didn't consult the Gedolei Hador. So one of the Gedolei in that generation was Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius. He was a businessman. He wrote the Shalosh Tshuvos Beis Ephraim. He wrote a lot of Svarim. So he has a whole tshuva. He attacks this practice. And one of the complaints that he has is that the translation is not accurate. That every so often, it's wrong. What does he say? Im sidurei nisocheho. Tekanta Shabbos. Tzizi perasha. Im sidurei nisocheho. So how do you translate im sidurei nisocheho? So in the German translation it says, Sivisa Perishah, you gave instructions how we should bring the karbonis with the Nisach Hayayin. So he said that's not correct, because the Beseresu quotes the Abu Drama, I think, the Sidur Nisach means the Ksais HaNosach, the shelves on the Shulchan where they put the Lechem upon him. Nisach has nothing to do with Nisach Hayayin. It has to do with changing the Lechem upon him on Shabbos, and Sidur Nisach means Sidur Lechem upon him on the Ksais HaNosach. On the Ksais HaNosach of the Shulchan. So he says in the German translation, they translated incorrectly. So others say that it does mean Nisach Hayai. But the Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius quotes that. So he has a few things that they mistranslated. So Rabbi Soloveitchik used to say that those who daven in English and they say Kriya Shema in translation, we had the machlokes, are you yotze Kriya Shema only kichsava or b'chol lashon? Machlokes Rebbe Nachachamim on Yud Gimel Amelam, machlokes in Saita, Perek El and Amar. So if you want to translate, you have to have the accurate translation. So they always translate Shema Yisrael, hear, O Israel. So they used to say, is that correct? That's what it means here. Shema means here. Or Hashma b'yazdacha masha atamotze b'ficho means hear, O Israel. Or does it mean Shema b'chol lashon shato shemeh, understand? So he said, we paskin against Rabbi Yosef. We paskin lo hishmeh liyazno is yotza. So we paskin that the word Shema doesn't mean hear, O Israel. It means understand. Choloshen shato shameya. So that's not the accurate translation. So if you say Kriya Shema in translation, you would say, if it's an accurate translation, he used to say this is inaccurate. You should not say hear, O Israel. That's the wrong tana. That translation is only Alibi Rabbi Yosef, whose opinion has not been accepted. Then he used to say there's no translation for Hashem. Hashem can say the Lord, what do you say? Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. So he said, Hashem and Elokeinu often design Shem Hashem and Imchok. So he said, there's no translation for a name. A name is a name. Netanyahu. So when they say it over the news, they say they Americanize it. That's not his name. They have to pronounce the name the way he pronounced it. Netanyahu. A name doesn't lend itself to translation.
So what does the Gemara mean when it says that you said it Halashim? You have to change
Hashem
the same?
Yeah. You have to say everything in English. You should say, hear, O Israel. You say, listen, understand. Then you say, you have to pronounce Aleph, Dal, Nun, Yud. Then you say, our Elohim, you have to say. And then you say, Aleph, Dal, Nun, Yud is one. Also, Echot, also a question. What does it mean, Echot? Rabbi Soloveitchik thought he was brought up in Lubavitcher practice. He was brought up in Chaslavich, his father, his second rabbanus in Europe was in Chaslavich. First he was a rabbi in Rasein, then he was a rabbi in Chaslavich. Chaslavich was a Lubavitcher community. So Lubavitch on Pesach night, they say that they don't say Echad Miyadeh. Why not? So they have a hang-up. Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad does mean there's only one God. They don't believe in the Trinity, but it doesn't mean one God. It means God is unique. That's a Gemara in the first parak in Chagiga, the Avgimel. Hashem Echad means Atem Asisuni Chativ Achas Moelim. God is unique. Unique implies that there's only one God. If there'd be another God, he wouldn't be unique. But the translation, the word Echad does mean. So when you say Echad Mi Yodea, you say God is one, and then two Bruchos Abris, and the three of us, and the four Emos. He's translating the word Echad as one. That's not correct. That's not the correct translation. It means something deeper and something much more than that. So he said, when you say Shema Yisrael in translation, you have to translate correctly. So he said, Echad doesn't mean one.
Rabbi said you have to say our Elohim. So Elohim is a name of Hashem, or Elohim just means God?
No, that's one of the seven names of Hashem. So name is a proper noun, doesn't lend itself to translation. You can't say God, you can't say Lord. It's neither.
We mentioned earlier by brachos, he said by the bracha on bread, you can use
Lashon Rahmana. Right.
So,
you can use a kinui also. That's a Gemara. You can use a kinui. But when you're saying Kriya Shema, has to be Kichsova, or in translation. So Kichsova means the original Hebrew translation. It has to be accurate translation. So a proper noun doesn't lend itself to translation. So the Elohim, you have to say Elohim. So it's a Machlok Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yudim. So Rabbi Yosi holds even b'di'evad yirad yotze. The Gemara says we don't pass like Rabbi Yosi. We pass like Rabbi Yudah. But the Gemara is not sure. Hakoreis hashma b'di'evad lo hishmeli ozno. Rabbi Yosi says lo yotze even b'di'evad lo yotze. Rabbi Yudah says yotze. Rabbi Yudah says only yotze b'di'evad. But l'chatchili, he also agrees that l'chatchili should be mashmeli ozno. Maybe it's a l'chatchila deraisa based on the pasuk in Dvarim haskeis hushma Yisrael. Every mitzvah of Amira should be fulfilled in such a way haskeis hushma. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that even l'chatchila there's no need to be mashmeli ozno. So Gemara has the two pshatim. So Gemara is going to discuss the Mishnah in Megillah. Mishnah Megillah talks about a cheresh. Can a cheresh out of a cotton? Can I read the Megillah to Mimotzi Achim? So a cheresh usually means Zeinu Shemeh Veinu Medaber. So if Zeinu Shemeh Veinu Medaber, how can it be the Balkor Zeinu Medaber? I can't read the Megillah. So what are you talking about? So obviously over here, cheresh just means he's deaf. So why can't he read the Megillah? But he's able to read. So if you hold, then the Mishnah goes like Reb Yosi, that lo hishmili asna lo yotza. So the deaf man is pata min amgila. He's pata from kiddush. He's pata from benching. He's pata from saying all the brachos. Pata from kirishma. He can't do anything because that guy doesn't have any arms. He's pata from the mitzvah of tefillin. He's not mechuyven tefillin. Doesn't have an arm. So if the guy is deaf, if you're like Rabbi Yossi, then in all mitzvahs amiri you need mashmili asnav. So he's potter, he's deaf, he's potter from Mikra Megillah. Misha potter maladover, and emotia sarat medecha rosam. So he can't be the Balkari. So if you're all like Rabbi Yossi, you understand the Mishnah. But if you're all like Rabbi Yehuda, we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi. If you're all like Rabbi Yehuda, that b'di yeved, you are yaitse, then why can't the cherish read the Megillah? So that's what we got to find out for tomorrow. Okay? Rabbi Leizer Plachinsky has a dvatera on this Gemara. He learned by the... He was from the Miri Yeshiva, and after the war he ran away to Herzl, then he learned by the Chazon Ish. So he writes, the Chazon Ish liked his comments. But remember, he gave that shiur here in the neighborhood years ago. He passed away already a long time ago. His son was just in Yeshiva on Thursday. So he gave the shiur in the neighborhood. So I told him that Abnei Nezer has his right. So he wasn't aware of that. Just... He writes and he said, the Chazon Ish was excited he had a right from our Gemara.
Targum Okulus translates names of places all the time.
Yeah.
Into Aramaic.
Yeah.
So what's...
I don't know. Ataris Vedivan, the Tosis says, on that pasuk, it's not the Okulus.
Even reading in this Exedra, it talks about...